Sechion. The question is why? The Meiri in Pesachim, the Zainam Abbas, says as follows. The reason why we don't make Shechionu on Tzvirah Tzoyma is because we've already made the Shechionu on Chag HaPesach. And the Shechionu that we make on Chag HaPesach, we make Shechionu on the Chag, that Shechionu also covers Mitzvah Tzvirah Tzoyma. And the Shibuni Alekha says exactly the same thing. We have to understand, first and foremost, it appears that Mitzvah Tzvirah Tzoyma is an integral part of Chag HaPesach. Otherwise, the Shechionu on Chag HaPesach wouldn't cover Tzvirah Tzoyma. What's the connection between Tzvirah Tzoyma and Pesach? Furthermore, what's more difficult is that if Tzvirah Tzoyma is an integral part of Chag HaPesach, why don't we count on the first night? If part and parcel of the Chag is Tzvirah, then the first day of Pesach, we should count. And yet we don't. It would appear from the fact that we don't count. We'll try and understand what's happening over here. If it was a part of Chag HaPesach, then the Torah should have told us to count on the first day. From the fact that we don't count on the first day, it would appear to indicate it's not part and parcel of the Chag. I think what we first have to do is we have to understand exactly what the purpose of Tzvirah Tzoyma is and what the counting is all about. Normally we understand it's a countdown to Matan Torah. We're excited, we're looking forward to the big day for Matan Torah. There's a countdown that will count down to any future enjoyable event or any future big landmark. It so happens that we start counting on the same day that in the Beis HaMikdash they brought the Mincha Torah. Before they could start eating from the new crops, the first thing they had to do was to bring a mincha made out of barley, mincha to'ima. The fact that we start counting on those that day appears to be coincidental. Two things happen on that day. We start bringing the mincha to'ima. We bring the mincha to'ima, which allows us to start eating the new crop. And we also start counting down to Matan Torah. But we wouldn't have necessarily connected the sphere to mincha to'ima. The sphere is the countdown to Matan Torah. And yet, when we make the bracha, we say, Al Sfirah to'ima. We seem to connect the Sfira to the Mincha Toimah. What's the connection? Every single day, we refer to the Oimah. Hayoim Yoim Echad, Lo Oimah. Hayoim Shtei Yomin, Lo Oimah. We see our counting seems to be focused on the Mincha Toimah. What is the connection between our counting and the Mincha Toimah? It's a countdown to Matan Torah. Duran, in Pesachim, discusses another problem. We're dealing with brochas. Different brochas have different nuschos. Sometimes we make the brocha al, and sometimes we just say la. Hard to clear Shulchan Aruch. Just say al at lochet. So what's the rule? So the Rambam says as follows. The rule is it depends whether it's a mitzvah she'efshar la'aseh al-yedei acher or not. A mitzvah that you have to do yourself, that you cannot do anything after the brocha is always for the love. A mitzvah she'ef shel la'aseh al-yedei acher. Then you say, a mitzvah she'ef shel la'aseh al-yedei acher. Sorry, a mitzvah she'ef shel la'aseh al-yedei acher. Then you say, la, correct. A mitzvah which is ef shel la'aseh al-yedei acher, you say, ow. The question is, and the Rambam himself asks, Tzvirah Tzoyma is a mitzvah she'ef shel la'aseh. Agideach is something that you have to do yourself. Then we should say list for it. And yet we make the brocha, al Tzvirah Tzoyma. Says the Rambam, the Birch Tzvirah Tzoyma doesn't fit in with my rule. Says the Rambam as follows. Says the reason why Tzvirah Tzoyma is different is because Tzvirah Tzoyma have already started the mitzvah. Of course, when you're about to start the mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah, she'iyah shalat ha'ideach, you always make the brocha, la. But when you've already started the mitzvah, where the mitzvah isn't, where you're not before the mitzvah, there's already been some sort of start, then the brocha is al. And over here, you've already been makriv the mincha to'ima, and therefore you make the brocha al. The Baramos is very, very similar. We make a brocha by lulav, it's also al, because with the akbe'e, no fakbe'e, you've already started. Let's understand. Why? What is the connection between the Mincha Ta'ina and the Tzvira
we should reckon that Chov of the Mincha as some sort of start of the mitzvah. The mitzvah that Tzvira counts down the Matan Torah. How does the Mincha Toim connect with this? I'd like to quote Aksava Kabbalah in this week's parasha. Aksava Kabbalah is very troubled by the name of this Mincha. Generally speaking, a Mincha is either called, the name of the Mincha is connected to its formation. A Mincha which is made the Machavas, it's called the Machavas. The Malchesh is called the Malchesh. Or we find that a Mincha is sometimes named according to its task, its purpose. A Mincha Chita, a Mincha Knois. But never do you find a Mincha which is named after the measure of flour that's used. Why is the Omer called the Omer? Because the measure of flour which is used is an Omer. As it says, Omer is a Sirus HaEifa, and that's what's utilized, that's the shear which is utilized for this particular Mincha. Why is it that Ksava Kabbalah has this Mincha got the, it's named after the amount of flour which is used? You don't find that anywhere else. Either the way it's formed, the way it's created, or by its tafkid, by its purpose. Said the Ksava Kabbalah as follows. Said, the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to bring the Mincha Sa'ima because there's nothing more. There's nothing more that brings a person to sin and to ignore the Ribbono Shel Olam and attribute all his success to his own hands, the wealth and acquisitions. As it says, Vayishman Yishurun, Vayivot, Leimot, Kvichi Veitim Yodi, Osuli, Etachayim Hab. This time of the year is the time when the tefuah, when we start bringing into our storehouses what we've managed to grow during the season. The beginning of that, that's when things are beginning to come to fruition. A big danger lies within this. We start filling our storehouses, one storehouse, a second storehouse. We're doing well, Baruch Hashem. Our acquisitions are growing. And then the real danger of Koichi Vaitim Yodi, also is a Chayil Azeh, says that you cannot touch Chodosh. You can't touch anything that you've grown until you bring a Mincha and you dedicate the first of your crops to the Ribbono Shel Olam, thereby impressing upon yourself that whatever you have achieved and whatever you have received is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and is to be used in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because once we attribute its source to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we then automatically understand it to be used in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is the purpose of Mincha Sa'ima. Says Aksama Kabbalah, the name Oima, it's true, that's the shear, that's the amount of flour that's used. It's not only the amount of flour. He says, Oima is also Miloshen, this Amar Boyim Akhoro. A lotion of hishtabdus, a lotion of subjugating oneself and one's acquisitions. So the reason why it's called an oima isn't only because that is the measure of flour that's used. Oima also contains with it the purpose, the target of the mincha, i.e. that through this mincha we will learn to subjugate ourselves and subjugate everything that we've received from the Ribbono Shel Olam in service from the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the oima brings home to us that it's not us, and it's not ourselves, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's given it to us, and it's to be used primarily in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, that's why this mincha, and this mincha we do tenuf in all directions, all four directions and up and down. He says, why is this so? Why does mincha to'ina have a chayba tenufa, which one doesn't generally find by a mincha? So the answer is, because this mincha, the purpose is to impress upon ourselves who is running this world, where everything comes from where the Shefa Bracha comes, and therefore we have to wave it in all directions to demonstrate that the Ribbono Shel Olam is absolute master, and everything we have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's pshat, and that's the purpose of Sfiras Olam. He says as follows. He says that we are preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. Matan Torah is ultimate atus. The Torah subjugates us completely. Every fiber of our being, every moment of our day is governed by the Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah is ultimate atus. In order to ready ourselves for Kabbalat HaTorah, we have to work on this concept of Ishtabtus. We have to work on this concept of servitude, of being completely and entirely subject to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ema is there in order to teach us the concept of Ishtabtus. And that concept, that limud, has to be worked upon for 49 days. Every single day we have to work on the limud of Milchat HaEma. She says it's not a countdown to Matan Torah. It's a daily reference to the limud of Milchat HaEma. I have to ready myself and prepare myself for the ultimate Ishtabtus Matan Torah. How do I do this? Hayom Yom Echad LaEma. But to remember the Milchat HaEma, what did the Milchat HaEma teach me? The concept of Ishtabtus, the concept that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the concept that everything has to be used in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hayom Shnei Yomim LaEma. On the second day, I have to again make reference to the Oema, again impressing upon myself the limit of Minchat HaOema, the concept of Ishtabtus, the idea of Abdus. That is what the sphere is all about. It's not a sphere, it's not a countdown to Matan Torah. It's a daily reference to the limit of Minchat HaOema. So now we can understand why it's called Sfirat HaOema, because the count is linked to the sphere, to the Oema, and not to Matan Torah. A union echad lo Oema, and that's why in our counting we make a daily reference to the Oema. So that's the purpose of Sfira. It's the question, the well-known question from the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, the Chinuch understands this is a countdown to Matan Torah. Says the Chinuch, normally when you count down for something, you start with how many days there are to go, and you go down day by day. You're looking forward to a holiday. It's 40 days to go, it's 39 days to go, it's 38 days to go. And yet over here, we count 1, 2, 3, 4. And the Chinuch asks, why is this so? Because that's Sfira Kabbalah. The way I've explained this is very, very easy to understand. It's not a countdown to Matan Torah. It's a daily reference to the daily Chazorah of the limud of Minchat HaEma, the concept of Ishtabtus. Of course, I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because we're making a daily reference to the Minchat HaEma. So it's that fact. In Sefer HaTeidor, he brings down the minhag of Sfardim. Was that before they start the counting of the first night, they used to sit down and they used to learn through the parsha of Minchas HaEma. Shabbos minhag. Why are we learning through the parsha of Minchas HaEma? And according to what we've learned, it's very, very straightforward, because it's the limud of Minchas HaEma that we'll need to concentrate on. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Oema. Now we don't have the Oema, we don't bring the Oema. So at least we can do is actually sit down and learn the parsha, thereby impressing upon ourselves what we're counting from and what we're making reference to. So another question we can answer with Akshav HaKabbalah. Minchas HaOema, the way we understand it on a simplistic level, is that we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the new crops. Now generally speaking, when we find this sort of offering, the offering is bought by the person, by the farmer, by the person who has had the merit of gaining, of growing new things. Bikurim, who brings Bikurim? It's not common people. Those people that have orchards, or that have Zaya, that have vineyards, they bring the Bikurim. Challah. The person who makes the challah brings challah. The person who is the one that has gained whatever it is in question that brings the cause. Minchas HaEma is a korban tzibur. It's not only the farmers that bring Minchas HaEma, it's a korban tzibur. And the reason is because, in reference to the Oema, it's the limud that the whole of Klal Yisrael has to learn. It's not a thanksgiving that the farmers have to bring. It's something that we all have to learn. We all have to work upon this limud of Minchas HaEma, the concept of Ishtabtus, in order to ready ourselves for Chag HaShavuot. It's explained what the limud of Minchas HaEma is. Let's move back now to the first day of Pesach. Let's try and understand what the first day of Pesach is supposed to teach us and what we're supposed to learn on the first day of Pesach. On the first day of Pesach, we find an interesting mitzvah. That's a mitzvah simply to Israel. But Pesach isn't the only time in the year when we celebrate salvation. Chanukah, we celebrate salvation. Purim, we celebrate salvation. Yet it's only on Pesach where there's a mitzvah, Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, called a Malbe L'Tzapa B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Harita Meshuvah. especially Indian, to spend time discussing at length the salvation from Mitzrayim. And it goes further. Not only do we discuss the salvation from Mitzrayim, but the Indian being Maschil Diganus, Messiah Mishmach. We don't only talk about the terrific salvation that we went through and the wonderful nisim that took place there, but we also are Maschil Diganus. We discuss the afters, we discuss the terrible bondage that we were under, which we don't find elsewhere. A special chiv on Pesach as well. Chol doy v'doyin, chay v'odom liris et atzmoy, gilu yotzom in Mitzrayim. Person has to imagine as if he himself is going through the process. Why? Chanukah, there's no chiv of a chol doy v'doyin, chay v'odom liris et atzmoy, gilu hu yotzom, mishibra yavonim. Purim, there's no chiv of a chol doy v'doyin. Why is there a special chiv of a chol doy v'doyin? Shema Kodesh says, Hashlech Lecho, that the purpose of God's Mitzrayim was, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to teach us the concept of avdus. What it means to be an avd. And there's no better way of learning that than actually going through it to the point. We became avodim of Paran. That taught us what avdus was all about. It taught us what it meant to be entirely subject to a king. And then, when the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out, the idea was to transfer that allegiance, to transfer that concept in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw Reb Chaim Friedlander said in Sefer Sifsei Chaim that every year we've got to go through Yetzias Mitzrayim and internalize this limit, internalize what it means to be an Eved, what being an Eved entails, and then utilize that concept in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the practice level, that's why we're Maschil Diganus and Messiah Mishmach. It's not good enough just to speak about the salvation and celebrate the salvation and celebrate the Nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam did for us. We have to be Maschil Diganus. It's highly important to concentrate on the Avdus. It's highly important to absorb this concept of Avdus, to learn what Avdus is all about, thereby readying ourselves to become Avdei Hashem. And we can then understand why the chiyuv b'chol doy v'doy chayav odom liris et atzmoy ki'ilu hu yotzo mimitzrayim. In order to feel the avdus, in order to experience the avdus, we actually have to place ourselves in that situation. We have to envisage and imagine as if we've gone through all the various sorrows that Klal Yisrael went through in order actually to be marvish and in order to feel the avdus. Chanukah and Purim, we're celebrating redemption. The Pesach, a lot more than that, we're learning the concept of avdus. And that's why the chiyuv of a Kohamad and the Sata, he sees Mitzrayim Harid and Meshubach, in order to internalize this concept of Avdus, thereby, and then using it in order to become Avdei Hashem, as it says, V'tziach ha'om Mitzrayim, Tazu, Etzra Lekim. A few years ago, I had the Sechir to make a chasna just after Pesach, and we had a very choshev guest, my Shved uncle of Nota Greenblatt, a corner of Nota Greenblatt, lives in Memphis, Tennessee, and he came across for the chasna. He spoke Shabbos morning, and he related what had happened during his flight to England. He made the chasna, I think it was Kaf or Nisan, it was just after Pesach. So he got onto the plane, sat down, and found himself sitting next to, I don't remember the name anymore, sitting next to a very, very famous black bishop, something, one of them, very, very high up in the Church in America. And the bishop quickly realized he was sitting next to a rabbi. And he started talking to him. So during the course of the conversation, he said, Rabbi, he says, you know, the blacks and the Jews have got a lot in common. Said, yes, well, what do you have in mind? He said, well, Abraham Lincoln freed the blacks, and Moses freed the Jews. So, you know, we've gone through the same experiences. He said, I'm not agreeing that said to us. He said, I said to him that you're making a mistake. He says, you're right, Abraham Lincoln freed the blacks, that's absolutely wonderful, that's marvelous. He said, but Moses didn't free the Jews. We transferred our allegiance from Paray to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about. We weren't freed, it was a transfer of allegiance. We were Meshuvah to Paray, and Yetzias Mitzrayim was a transfer of allegiance. We'd learned what allegiance was all about. We'd learned what Avdus was all about, and it's a transfer of allegiance. This is what Yetzias Mitzrayim was about, becoming Avdei Hashem. And that is the message that Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is there to tell us. What it means to have allegiance to a king. what it means to be completely subject to a king, and then to transfer that allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Or HaShulchan, in his Pirush of Bar-Goga, says as follows. He says, we say, Manish Tana, we ask a few questions, the child asks questions, and then we turn around to him, seemingly we completely ignore the questions, we start telling him, Avodim Oyinu Leparev Mitzrayim Yitzin Hashem Alekeinim Yishon. You haven't explained the matzah, the morei, you haven't answered the question. He says, Or HaShulchan as follows. He says, we are answering the child. The child's got questions. Why this, and why that, and why the other? The answer is, Avodim Oyinu Leparev Mitzrayim. You should know we were slaves. Who took us out from there? The Ribbono Shel Olam. So to whom are we enslaved now? The Ribbono Shel Olam. When your master tells you you have to do something, you do it whether you understand it or not. This is the message of Avonim Oyinu. We're slaves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're after Hashem. And therefore, we have to keep the Torah and keep the commandments of the Ribbono Shel Olam, whether we do understand or we don't understand. Two, there are explanations. But that's not the point over here. Avonim Oyinu Lepardim Mitzrayim. As Surah Khantidand explains, a post-Sukhi of Pashpur is Kanan in a very similar manner. It says, Pashpur is Kanan, Ki Yishalcha Vincha Lamocha Leimu, Noa Hedus Vachukim Amishpotim Etesha, for Malta Levincha Avodim Oyin of the Father and Father, the Yitin Hashem Lekinim Yishal. How does that explain the Hedus, the Chukim and the Mishpotim? It says, Khantidand in exactly the same manner. You want to understand the Hedus, you want to understand the Chukim, you don't need to understand. What you have to know is that Avodim Oyinu Lepareiv Mitzrayim by Yitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, that the prophet took us out of there, and therefore we've transferred our allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're now after Hashem. Our master told us to do this. We do it whether we understand it or not, because we're completely subject to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think we can now begin to understand the connection between the first day of Pesach and Sfiras Olam. First day of Pesach, simply it is Mitzrayim, is to teach us the concept of Avdus. Is to concentrate on the maschil dignus, the cholder of the chayvod nirstachukiliyot Mitzrayim. To concentrate on what it means to be an Eved. And then utilize simply it is Mitzrayim as a means of transferring that allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam, of becoming an Eved Hashem. Minchas Olam enforces that lesson. Minchas Olam brings home to us that everything that we have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam and has to be used in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why we can't be from the new crop until the Minchas Olam is brought to demonstrate to us that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam and has to be used in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hishtabtus. And that, if it's Hashem, will carry us through to the ultimate Hishtabtus, Chagashmus. So we can now understand how the Shechiyonu connects to the Sfiras Olam, because Pesach and Sfiras Olam, it's all there to enforce the same lesson. It's all there to impart to us the same limit. And the reason why we don't count on the first day is because the first day, with via the mitzvah of Sipri Yisrael, the first day has a built-in teaching process. The first day, Sipri Yisrael teaches us the concept of Avdus. We don't need to count the first day. We don't need Sfiras Olam the first day, because the first day is when we have the wonderful mitzvah Sfiras Olam of Mitzvah Sipri Yisrael, which teaches us the basic concept of Avdus. And from the second day onwards, we utilize Minchas Olam as a vehicle to enforce that lesson and to go over that lesson again and again and again. So we come to the ultimate, where that's Hashem Yisbor HaGashpuz, where we will recover the night to become proper after Hashem, to recover the Torah which governs and will govern every facet of our lives, where we will all be Zecher to recover the Torah as the Rebbeinu would like us to.